Hare Krishna. So here we are. Let's do a review of the news and see what's on BBC. There's nothing good, nothing useful, certainly nothing spiritual. So let's start with the bad and go from the bad to the worst to the most useless. So here is South Africans head for the polls since 94. When apartheid fell, then the ANC government has been in power, but they may lose their absolute majority, two-thirds majority, and there's a great fear that they will change the constitution, because if you have two-thirds majority, then you can make constitutional changes just with your own party, and of course that changes the whole tenure of the society. Unfortunately, South Africa, an extremely wealthy nation, has real serious financial problems, and amongst other problems, it's got the highest crime rate in the world. For instance, in Johannesburg, there's 60 million murders a year. Just count that, how much that is per day. So it's not exactly the safest place to live. And then India now is free a seized train. Well, that's good that they freed it after they seized it. Several hundred passengers in eastern India. Southeastern India is a place where Maoists, Naxalites as they're called, are very powerful, very influential, and have real serious plans of taking over all of India by 2050. And that's being taken seriously by government and government forces, the army. They're trying to root them out. They live in the jungles. But they have quite a bit of influence. Of course, Srila Prabhupada had sort of said something to the opposite. He said that the most of India would be divided up into smaller countries, and UP or even just Delhi would be all that would remain of the nation of India or Bharat. And in Sri Lanka, more civilians are fleeing. The government forces are closing in on the Tamil Tigers in the north of Lanka, which in itself is already a small country, and they want a even smaller country in the north of that. And because of that, up to 70,000 people have already died over the period of this war. 70,000 people, just imagine. And still killing, 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 because people don't really see any other purpose to life. North Korea is, as a renegade state, still posing very serious problems because of criticism of its recent satellite, sending a satellite into orbit, which was taken by the rest of the world as a test of its rocket capabilities. It's now decided to open back up again its uranium enrichment plant, which poses a threat of it further getting closer and closer to developing a nuclear bomb. Anything else? Well, a lot is always in the news about pirates down in Somalia on the Horn of Africa, one of the busiest sea routes in the world, and Somalian pirates have been both making a name for themselves as well as collecting a fortune. Somalia, if you know, is a country that has absolutely no government for I think the last 15 years or so, and there have been some exciting stories, adventures going on in the last few weeks, but I won't get into that in depth. Needless to say, is they're also they're killing, robbing, stealing, and no real end in sight for that. Although there are many ships down there in that part of the world trying to bring under control these pirates. Okay, the crisis, world crisis. Japan reports. Where trade deficit? It's got a trade deficit, which is the first in 28 years. And in the last 16 years, excuse me, in the last 3 months, Exports in Japan have decreased 16%. Japan has the second largest economy in the world next to the United States. So it's bad news as far as the financial crisis is concerned. And of course, it hasn't just hit Japan. If it hasn't hit you, I'm talking to businessmen every day, and I get reports of 70% to 10% decrease in business. But here it says that Russians consider that the financial crisis is the most serious problem facing them. Here, BBC states that in the first 3 months of this year, 2 million Russians have been unemployed. I read recently an article how people are viewing that communism was a, and this is not just in the post-communist states, or, but also in a place like America, that communism offers a more stable financial solution than the present free trade system that democratic countries are both supporting as well as trying to prop up. So yes, the global crisis is a reality, and not only is it a financial or political crisis, but here we have a, another article, which is that the world's major rivers are drying up. Scientists have been studying the volume flow as well as of rivers, and they say that for most part, most of the rivers are decreasing in their volume, and those that are increasing, like the Yangtze and the Brahmaputra, is because the glaciers which feed them are melting at a rapid rate. In either case, shortage of water seems to be a problem for humanity, and of course that's not news, because Srimad Bhagavatam also said us as much. That there will be drought in the world, and without water, nothing works. And, of course, this is all the bad news. I can't give you any good news, because there isn't any. But there's also a lot of useless news. For instance, for those of us, or those people who are digging around for bones in the world, it seems that in China, they've unearthed some bones of Tyrannosaurus rex, and that's made our understanding of this long-lost dinosaur very much clearer. We know more about the dinosaurs who died out and how much money was wasted on finding out about that. And if you want to know about wasting money, well, the UK government has been financing some computer programmers and programmers who put to use all kinds of modern technology. And the latest one they found out was a light system meant to help distant lovers stimulate and communicate with each other. If you're in London and your beloved is perhaps in Los Angeles, then through a complex series of computers, your movements can be transferred to your beloved and vice versa by a series of lights, obviously projected with cameras and also taken up by sensors. And that way you can have stimulating evenings over distances of thousands of miles away, while people in the rest of the world starve. And if that isn't enough of a waste of money, of course that's government money, but here's a somebody has ordered a luxury wool suit for £70,000. £70,000 is over $100,000, and it's made from some specialty wool, one of it which comes from South America, the other which comes from the Arctic. Has 18 karat gold buttons, just if you think that you're being shortchanged for that kind of money. And of course, a suit is a suit. I wonder how many people are going to recognize that this man is wearing a 70,000-pound suit. Once again, a real waste of time, but a waste of money. A waste of time for the people who make it, waste of money for the person who's wearing it. But still, if you need kudiyuk, wool, mixed or blended with bikuna, then one's available. And if you have an extra 70,000 pounds you don't know what to do with, well, first get in touch with me. I can give you some more Krishna-consciously constructive purposes for that money. But otherwise, here it is. It's available. But be careful if you're in the United States and the UK, because if you try to order it over the internet, there are 2 million computers that are PCs, of course, that are slaves of hackers in these countries who derive all kinds of data for them, use them for spamming. And if they find out you've got an extra spare 70,000 for a suit, they may empty your bank balance through your own computer. Hare Krishna. That's the news for today.